Welcome to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, July 31st, 2016. The Reverend Wendy Camori Steger is preaching. The sermon today is Too Much Stuff. The gospel reading is from Luke chapter 12, verses 13 through 21.
Our gospel lesson for today comes from the Gospel according to Luke. It's the lectionary passage from the chapter 12, starting at verse 13 and going to verse 21. Listen for what God is saying to you in Scripture today. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But Jesus said to the man, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them all, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then Jesus told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly. And he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I'll do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax. Eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." Please join me in a word of prayer. God, we thank you for your gift of Holy Scripture. And we pray you would send your Holy Spirit to be among us, in our minds, in our hearts, in my voice, so that we can hear your word in our lives. And then grant us the courage to act on what we have heard you say. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Moving boxes. I haven't moved yet, but I did move into my new office this week with heavy boxes of books. Have you noticed that when you move, the book boxes are the heaviest ones? Grateful that my husband and my daughter were here to help haul those from the back of my car into the office. And I think, when did I get this many books? It was a lot. It was a lot of stuff. Material possessions are a part of life. We do need beds to sleep on, clothes to wear. It's nice to have some entertainment and games and books and decorations. But we also tend to have clothes that we don't wear. We have the quilt that stays in a closet, never to be laid out on a bed again. Sports equipment for an activity that really no one in the house is currently playing, on the hope that somebody might pick it up again. Maybe you've got a piece of family heirloom furniture that's sitting in an out-of-the-way place, but you can't really let it go. Maybe you have things that you think, well, somebody, maybe my kids are going to need this someday. Or maybe they'll want it. And sometimes when we look around, we can just say, there is too much stuff. There's a solution to too much stuff. You can go to the Container Store. Because there you can buy more stuff to hold your stuff. Isn't that great? You can organize your closet, right? You can get bins that stack and color code, right? You can read Real Simple magazine and they'll tell you what to do with all your papers. And if you can buy the right little board and slip your little reminders into it, right? The second solution with too much stuff is to get a storage unit. The storage unit business has skyrocketed. I've looked at different statistics, but probably in the last 20 years, we've seen a rise of 75% more storage units. There are over 50,000 self-storage facilities in the United States. Right? Forbes.com is saying, if you want to invest, you can invest in self-storage. We think this is an industry that's going to keep going up in the next few decades. 1 in 11 households, or maybe even 1 in 10, have a self-storage space. And a lot of times, they're helpful, right? They happen in transition. They happen when somebody's moving. They've happened when somebody's had to downsize and you didn't know what to do with all that stuff. But it's nice to know that somebody's going to only charge you $1 for that first month's rent for you to keep your stuff there for 12 months or 18 months. But all too often, it can go on for years and years and years, and then you've paid $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for a 10 by 10 by 20 space of stuff that may not be worth the $5,000 that you've paid in rent. But of course, the self-storage industry doesn't want you to remember that. They say your stuff is valuable. Of course you want to keep it. I think in our parable today, Jesus is talking to somebody who has too much stuff. He says a rich man had a lot of crops. Maybe it rained a lot that particular year, unlike what we've been facing, and had an abundance of grain and supplies, and he's saying, I've got it, but I don't have room for all of this stuff. I've got a solution. I'll get a self-storage unit. Or actually, I'll build one. And then I'll be able to say to my soul, you're good, right? Relax, eat, drink, be merry. Other translations say, you are secure. The New International Version says, take life easy. And the Message says, you can rest, you can retire, you just don't have to worry anymore. Isn't that what we want? We want to not have to worry about that stuff. Now, some biblical texts take a lot of work to understand the original context, where you have the cultural nuances of then and the cultural nuances of now. But this parable of Jesus feels equally understandable and applicable to us now, as I think it did to the original hearers. You can't take your stuff with you. It's a really familiar spiritual message. It's not even unique to Christianity or unique to Jesus. But the idea that material goods cannot provide security and rest for your soul is indeed a counter message to that bombardment of worldly expectations and the world of advertising. But I invite you this morning to just slow down a bit and recognize the wisdom that more stuff will not be able to make our souls restful. In fact, sometimes it's even the opposite. But once we know our identity as God's beloved, that we really are treasured for who we are, flawed as we may be, that we trust that our central identity is in being loved by God through Christ. Perhaps then we can take three steps back and form a different relationship with our stuff, right? To recognize that possessions don't define us, right? Our definition is in Christ. Our possessions don't define us or give us value. We get to assign them value. Knowing this can be one thing, living it, an entirely different thing, right? I would guess that most of the folks here, and I'm noticing some nodding heads, people, you know that your hope and your trust doesn't rely in stuff. It relies in God's grace. We can sing it that God's grace is enough for me. And yet, our houses, our cars, our rooms are still cluttered with stuff. We're going to have it. I'm not saying that you all need to go home and be ascetics and wear the same three outfits, right? You're not going to see me do that either. But I do wonder about forming a different relationship with our stuff. A person who has been talking a lot about this recently is a person named Marie Kondo. She wrote a book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. Any of you seen this book? Right? It's little, it's turquoise, right? And she has helped many others to form a different relationship with the stuff that is around them. She's got a couple of tips, right? One is you put your hands on everything. So you take everything out of your closet, you actually touch everything, you ask, does this spark joy? Does this give me delight? Right? Does that shirt that's got that little tear on the bottom really give you delight? And if it doesn't, you can thank it for its service, you can notice that it's been valuable, and you can let it go. Second, right, once you have your most joy-giving belongings, then put them in a place where you use them, you touch them, and you enjoy them as the gifts that they are, as the abundance that you have. They call it life-changing magic. But I think I would also say it's like a spiritual discipline of it being in a better relationship with our stuff. Because as people have started to practice what Marie Kondo is doing, people do feel some sense of lightness, some sense of freedom, some sense of joy. And in fact, Amazon lists this not necessarily under self-help, they list it in the Zen philosophy. But I think it's because she's talking and has hit a nerve with how to have a spiritual connection with our stuff. So here's the thing, right? It's easy to know up here. How are we going to do it, right? So here's my first thing, right? The key is you have to be the one to do it. You don't get to look at your spouse or your kid and say, you're the one who needs to get rid of your stuff, right? That would be like the speck in my eye, the speck in your eye, but the log in mine. My child is, she's not here this morning. She is with her grandparents in Southern California. She gets to go to vacation Bible school there this week. I am so tempted to go through her pile of 100 stuffed animals and get rid of them, or at least get rid of the ones that I don't think give her delight, right? And there might be somebody in your life, just guessing, they may live in your house, they may be an extended relative, and you think, wow, they could really get rid of a lot of stuff. No pointing in church. What's that? Right? But for this to be your own spiritual growth, you actually have to deal with your own stuff. Right? You can remind each other, hey, remember that sermon on Sunday? Right? But the stuff you actually have to get rid of, is your stuff, right? And whether you do it in the Marie Kondo way, or whether you go through and you figure out what it is that you can let go of this week, my invitation to you is to not let this scripture just be something that you read on a page on Sunday morning and said, that's nice. But to really take some of this message seriously, even if you're just getting rid of a very small bag of stuff, I challenge you to get rid of at least one bag of stuff this week. And as you do it, to recognize that this is not just dealing with stuff, but perhaps to even look at it as an act of faithfulness, as an act of prayer, as an act of knowing and trusting that you can let things go because your worth, your value is not tied up in that stuff. Also, Americans in general, and my sense is the people in this room, we also have too much stuff compared to people in the world who have much less than we do. And a different relationship of stuff also asks us to say, instead of accumulating more for myself, what is it like to set aside a portion of what I have to make sure that others have what they need rather than me getting everything that I want? I believe that that is part of what Jesus has to say when he asks us to love our neighbors as ourselves. There is an abundance in this room, abundance in this church, and an abundance in this community. We just got to figure out how to have the right relationship with that abundance, and we will be blessed, and the people and our neighbors around us will be blessed as well by the grace of God. Amen? Amen.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.